Welcome back to Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to focus on chapter number 4, Balance, Taking Care Without Worrying. So in previous episodes, we started talking about how you can remove negative energies, how you create excess potential when you feel certain feelings, how you can get rid of these feelings, and now we're going to focus on the feeling of guilt, because this is a big one. So guilt is pure excess potential. In nature, there are no notions of good and bad. For balance forces, both good and bad deeds are equivalent. The important thing in either case is to restore balance if excess potential arises. So guilt is something like is a feeling we all feel. But here is, as I just read, in nature there are no notions of good and bad. For balance forces, both good and bad deeds are equivalent. So in short, guilt is pure excess potential. When you create these feelings of guilt, you are creating excess potential. So the first thing you need to do when you are starting to feel guilty, when you're starting to feel this energy coming in, you have to understand that you gotta become aware of it. That's the first thing. As I always say in Transurfing, the first thing you have to do is you have to become aware of what's going on. You have to become aware of your surroundings, of your inner state. In this case, when you see feelings arising, when you see like you are not feeling, You're starting to feel this kind of feelings, any kind of feel, any feeling, any kind of thought, but you become aware of it, you have taken a big step ahead. So now by becoming aware of it, you have to understand that you can counterattack these forces, this excess potential. So again, as I said, for balance forces, good and bad deeds are equivalent. So if you behave badly and you become aware of it and then started to feel guilty and you think I should be punished, you know, I did wrong, I should be punished, you will have create excess potential. So on the other hand, if you acted well, become aware of it and started feeling proud of yourself and you think I should be rewarded, then you will also have created excess potential. You know, you see that balance forces have no concept that some things should be rewarded and others punished. They simply eliminate homogeneity in the energy field. So some people, if you've seen that, some people have the tendency to feel guilty for everything and they want to justify themselves. You might be that one, that you always try to justify yourself to people and you always take the blame. So having a guilt complex can ruin your life because you will be constantly subject to the impact of balance forces appearing in order to eliminate the bias of guilt for imagined things you do. In general, people whose conscience does not bother them are not affected by balance forces, even if they have committed a wrongdoing. So you see, like, sometimes bad people who do wrongdoings, they don't get punished because they do not feel guilty. They do not create this kind of excess potential. But sometimes good people, like, they feel guilty, they create excess potential, and in order for the forces to be balanced even again, they have to create some sort of like energy force to balance everything out. So this is what the feeling of guilt does. It brings nothing useful or creative, just destruction. It's better to avoid doing anything that would later cause you to feel guilty than to torture yourself with a guilty conscience. So it's very, very important that you understand when you are aware and you see that you are feeling guilty about something maybe you did, you know, we all are humans, we make mistakes. But the moment you feel guilty, it's not part of the mistake you've done. So you have to learn. You have to learn how you can get rid of these feelings of guilty, of guilt, because it's going to drain you down. So now, there's like in the world, there are manipulators. And when a manipulator, like people, your boss, your friends or whoever, your boyfriend, your girlfriend tries to manipulate you, what they do is that they try to impose a feeling of guilt. And they try to gain power over you. So they can feel their, you know, self-assertion. You know the point here? Like, it's very important that you understand that whatever you do, you don't have to justify yourself to anyone. And you do not owe anybody anything. You don't have to justify yourself to anyone, and you do not owe anybody anything. As soon as you can release all this excess potential when you feel guilty. If you don't feel guilty very easily, that's good for you. There are some people that start feeling guilty like every single day for every single thing. And what you do when you feel guilty is like you are opening the doors for others, for manipulators, for excess potential to kick in and start to drain your energy. And in your mind, you're thinking like, I am guilty, so I should be punished. And you start feeling fearful. You start feeling like you deserve bad things to happen. On the other hand, again, if you feel like super proud of yourself, that you've done something good and you feel proud of yourself, you are creating excess potential as well. So be very wary of your feelings. In transurfing, the first thing you need to do is become aware of it. Right now, we're talking about just the feeling of guilt. But in short, it's like you need to understand that you are in this, you are experiencing this reality. This is your reality. Like, if you take control of your reality, it's gonna be the way you like. You're gonna have a joyful experience and you are going to live your life under your own terms. But the moment you start feeling, in this case, you're feeling guilty and you start letting people into your life in a negative way, you will see that they are going to try to harm you, to hurt you, even if they don't mean to. When you feel guilty, again, it's like you are opening the doors, like you, in your mind, your thoughts are like, I should be punished. This is not for me. So that's why guilt goes hand in hand with an inferiority complex. If you feel inferior in any way, it's because you have compared yourself to others. So one technique here, when you feel guilty, when you feel like you don't belong, or you feel like you've done wrongdoings, sometimes you create this kind of feelings because you have these feelings of inferiority. So you have to stop comparing yourself, first of all. We all have different experiences. So the moment you stop comparing yourself, that's the moment you are going to see that you are going to stop feeling guilty for everything. Your mind likes to play tricks on you. You try to analyze, you try to take everything so personal, you take assumptions for everything, and this creates guilty feelings. When your mind compares yourself to your friend, to your brother, to your sister, to your neighbor, right? You start thinking like, I should be that way. I should behave that way. And then you feel guilty. And then you feel like you are not enough. You are comparing yourself. So just remember the thing that in life, this is your experience, right? You don't have to justify it to anyone. You don't owe anything to anyone. Understand that. So now we're going to tap into some appropriate actions that you can take in order for you to not feel guilty. So first of all, here in Transurfing, it says, no one will dare you judge you if you don't consider yourself guilty. Only you can give others the privilege of being your judge. No one will dare judge you if you do not consider yourself guilty. Only you can give others the privilege of being your judge. So again, you have to know, you have to believe that you are not guilty. You have to stop creating this excess potential, but you are giving powers to others. If a person is in principle willing to admit guilt for anything at all, subconsciously, they are willing to endure punishment and subordinate themselves to others. Every individual must decide for themselves how they wish to keep their conscience clear. So you have to decide for yourself. This is your own journey. No one can think for you. You have to create your own journey. You have to understand why you feel guilty, and then get rid of it. Find your way out. And there's here in Transurfing that this, like, it says that when you ask for forgiveness, this actually dissolves the excess potential of guilt, and it really works. But something very important here, like, when you ask for forgiveness, admit your mistake and release the potential. Like, when you ask for forgiveness, you really have to try to release this excess potential. Because when you feel guilty, you can feel, right, how you've done something wrong, and the energy within that's like, it's making you uncomfortable. When you ask for forgiveness, you have to release that excess potential. But everyone has the right to ask for forgiveness once and once only. Let me repeat that. Everyone has the right to ask for forgiveness once and once only. Releasing feelings of guilt is the most effective way of surviving in an aggressive environment, such as like in the street or in prison. Like, it's very important that you understand that the way you can release your guilt is by asking for forgiveness. That may be obvious, but you have to really be aware of the energetic field you create within. You have to be aware of the energy transmutation that's going on inside. And this is powerful. Once you understand this, how this works, you will see that you won't feel guilty. Like, you have to really explore yourself and in your mind by becoming aware, by meditating on your feelings, by trying to see yourself from like an spectator's perspective. Like, if you are watching a movie of your life, that's your consciousness. And then you see when these feelings of guilt, these feelings of like fear that create excess potential arise, you are aware of it. And by becoming aware of it, as I said, you have taken a big, huge, massive step ahead. So in this episode, I wanted to just bring up the feelings of guilt, because it's very important. I used to feel guilty for everything. The moment I stopped feeling guilty and I released all this excess potential from my body, my life has changed. My life has changed dramatically. So it's one of the things that you have to be aware of. Through meditation, I found, in my personal experience, through meditation, I've been practicing meditation for like 6 years now. And the whole purpose of meditation is to become aware of the moment, to be present, to stop thinking about the future, to stop thinking about the past. Today, right now, is all you got. So you become aware. So by becoming aware, you can spot these feelings. You can spot these energy transmutations that are going on between you and the energetic field. Once you release this energetic negative energy, you will see that your life is going to turn out way better than you expect. So you are going to tune into your dream reality. That's the whole purpose of reality transurfing. To tune into your dream reality, to live your life happily and with love. So that's it for today. Feelings of guilt. So do not feel guilty. Just to recap, just remember that you don't have to justify to yourself, to anybody. You don't owe anything to anybody. And when you want to release the feelings of guilt, the proper way to do so is by asking for forgiveness. But you have, everyone has the right to ask for forgiveness once and only once. But when you do so, admit your mistake and release the potential, release the excess potential. That's in short, when you spot yourself feeling guilty for something, stop and find your way out. Release this negative energy, release this excess potential so you can get rid of that, of those negative feelings. And that's how you start using transurfing to move to your dream reality. And I will show you in upcoming episodes different techniques and different topics from reality transurfing that you can apply into your own life. But that's it for today. So thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. I hope you have a very, very nice day. And I will see you next time with another episode. Thank you very much and bye-bye.